You ever stop and think about just how much work goes into building a website? I mean, all that time you spend crafting content and fine-tuning the design, and maybe even like setting up an online shop. It's like creating this whole digital world, right?
Oh, it really is.
But what if someone could just like slip in the back door and steal everything?
Yeah.
That's the scary reality of these info stealers, these malicious programs that are out there targeting WordPress sites. Today, we're going deep on two particularly sneaky campaigns, ClearFake and ClickFix.
Yeah, it's like a new breed of cyber attack. It's less about like breaking down defenses and more about tricking you into handing over the keys to your kingdom, so to speak. Mm. And the really unsettling thing is they're designed to exploit the trust we place in everyday online interactions.
Right. So before we get into the nitty-gritty of how these attacks actually work, let's define info stealers. What exactly are we dealing with here?
Well, think of an info stealer as kind of like a digital thief lurking in the shadows. This type of malware is specifically designed to swipe sensitive information from your device. Things like passwords, credit card details, even personal identification. Basically anything that can be used for identity theft or financial gain.
Okay, so this isn't just like someone messing with your website. This is a direct threat to your personal and financial security. That's definitely a step up from your average hack.
Absolutely. And what makes info stealers even more dangerous is their stealth. They operate in the background, quietly collecting data without raising any red flags. You might not even realize your site's been compromised until it's too late.
Oh, wow. That's unnerving. So let's talk about ClearFake, which was really the first wave of this type of attack.
Yeah, ClearFake popped up in early 2023. And its tactic was deceptively simple, fake browser update notifications. So imagine you're working on your WordPress site, and a pop-up appears warning that your browser is out of date. You click to update, assuming it's a legitimate prompt, but...
you end up installing malware instead. I see where this is going. I'm starting to see how easily someone could fall for this.
Yeah, it preys on our desire to keep our system secure. I mean, we're conditioned to install updates, right? So it's a very effective tactic. And once that malware is on your device, it can start siphoning off your data.
Clever.
Yeah.
But scary. And then things escalated with ClickFix, right?
Yeah, ClickFix emerged in 2024 and took the deception to a whole new level. Instead of just fake browser updates, they started mimicking a wider range of system errors and software issues. Anything to trick you into downloading a fix that's actually malware in disguise.
So they're basically playing on our fear that something's wrong with our computers.
Right.
What kind of things do they mimic?
Oh, all sorts of things. Our research shows they've created these incredibly convincing overlays that look exactly like prompts from Google Chrome, Google Meet, Facebook, even CatPTCHA forms.
Wow.
They exploit those little moments of frustration or concern we all experience online to trick us into clicking that download button.
They've really thought of everything. It's like they're hacking our psychology as much as our computers. But how did these campaigns actually get into our WordPress sites in the first place? Is WordPress itself vulnerable?
That's a great question, and it highlights a key point. The vulnerability often lies not in WordPress itself, but in the plugins we add to our sites.
Plugins? You mean those little add-ons that give our sites extra features?
Exactly. Hackers exploit vulnerabilities in certain WordPress plugins, creating malicious versions that mimic legitimate ones. And they'll often use names that are very similar to popular plugins, hoping to slip them past unsuspecting users.
So they're sneaking in disguised as something helpful. What are some examples of these malicious plugins?
Well, some names that have popped up recently include Lightspeed Cache Classic, Monster Insights Classic, and WordFence Security Classic. All well-known plugin names, but with that added classic at the end to throw you off. And we've also seen malicious plugins with names like SEO Booster Pro and Quick Cache Cleaner, preying on our desire for better site performance or security, you know.
I see. So these malicious plugins are the delivery mechanism. But once they're on your site, how do ClearFake and ClickFix actually get triggered? This is where things get really interesting.
This is where it gets interesting. One of the most surprising tactics we've uncovered involves the Binance Smart Chain, or BSC for short.
Wait a minute, crypto is involved in this. I did not see that coming.
It's a clever technique. Hackers are using the BSC, which is essentially a platform for running smart contracts on the blockchain, to host malicious JavaScript code.
Okay, I'm gonna need a little more explanation on that. I get that the blockchain is like a big deal with crypto, but how does it factor into website attacks?
Well, think of it this way. The blockchain is like a giant decentralized ledger that anyone can access. Hackers can upload their malicious code to this ledger. And then when someone visits a website compromised with one of these fake plugins, that code is pulled from the blockchain and executed. It's like a remote command center for the attack.
So even though these campaigns target WordPress, they're using technology from a completely different world to pull it off. That's fascinating and a little bit mind-blowing. But how do they even get onto sites to plant these malicious plugins in the first place?
Well, sometimes it is through exploiting vulnerabilities in outdated plugins, but other times they'll go for a more brute force method, using stolen login credentials.
So they're snatching usernames and passwords from other data breaches and using those to get into WordPress sites.
Unfortunately, yes. And once they have your login, they can bypass the WordPress login page entirely. They use automated tools to send a single POST request, basically a backdoor entry, to gain access to the backend of your site. From there, they can install their malicious plugin, and the attack cycle begins.
So it's not just about protecting our individual accounts. It's about recognizing that our online security is interconnected. A data breach on one platform could compromise our entire digital presence. This is getting pretty serious. But before we spiral into a digital panic attack, let's talk about what we can do to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. Awareness is key. The more you understand these tactics, the better equipped you are to defend against them.
So what are some practical steps our listeners can take right now to safeguard their WordPress sites?
First and foremost, keep your WordPress core software and all your plugins updated. That sounds simple, but it's amazing how many people skip this crucial step. Updates often include security patches that fix the very vulnerabilities these attackers exploit.
So it's like locking your doors and windows, basic security hygiene for the digital world.
Exactly. Next, be very selective about the plugins you install. Only download from trusted sources, like the official WordPress plugin repository. And before you install any plugin, do your research. Look for reviews, check the developer's reputation, make sure it's actively maintained.
Don't just install any plugin that looks shiny and promises the moon, right? Do your due diligence.
Absolutely. And here's another important step. Set up real-time monitoring for your site. There are tools and services that can alert you to any unauthorized file changes. This is particularly crucial if you have multiple users with access to your WordPress dashboard.
So, like a security camera for your website. Keeping an eye out for suspicious activity.
Precisely. And of course, we can't overstate the importance of strong passwords and two-factor authentication. Use a password manager to create unique, complex passwords for all your accounts and enable two-factor authentication wherever possible. This adds an extra layer of security, making it much harder for hackers to get in, even if they do manage to snag your password.
Okay. Those are some really solid, actionable steps. I'm feeling a bit more in control already. But what about those of us who maybe aren't super tech savvy? Is there any hope for us?
Absolutely. Remember Technegion, the cybersecurity firm we mentioned earlier? They specialize in WordPress security and offer services like malware removal, security monitoring, and vulnerability assessments. If you're feeling overwhelmed or just want the peace of mind that comes with expert support, reaching out to a company like Technegion is a great option.
So they're like the digital equivalent of having a security guard watching over your site 24/7.
That's a good analogy. They have the tools and expertise to detect and neutralize threats before they can cause any serious damage.
That's definitely reassuring. But I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier about the interconnectedness of our online security. This idea that a data breach on one platform can create like a domino effect across our entire digital lives, that's a bit sobering. It makes this whole conversation feel much bigger than just WordPress security.
It is bigger than just WordPress. And that's why cybersecurity is so critical in today's world. Our digital lives are so intertwined that a weakness in one area can create vulnerabilities elsewhere. It's not enough to just lock down your website. You need to be thinking about security across all your online activities.
So it's about adopting like a security mindset, being mindful of the information we share, the links we click, the software we download.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that every action we take online has potential security implications. We have to move from a reactive approach to a proactive one.
This has been a real eye-opener. We've gone from like fake browser updates to crypto-powered attacks to, I don't know, a whole new level of understanding about the interconnectedness of our online world. Before we wrap up, what's one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember from this deep dive?
I think the most important takeaway is this. Don't be complacent. Cybersecurity threats are constantly evolving, so staying informed and proactive is key. What worked yesterday might not be enough tomorrow.
So it's not a set it and forget it situation. We need to stay vigilant.
Absolutely. Make cybersecurity a part of your routine. Regularly update your software, review your plugin list, and stay informed about the latest threats. Knowledge is your best defense.
I love that knowledge is power. And speaking of knowledge, I'm sure we'll have tons of resources in the show notes for our listeners to check out. Links to Technogeans, tips for choosing secure plugins, maybe even a password manager recommendation or two.
Definitely. We'll make sure you have all the information you need to take action and protect your digital presence.
Well, this deep dive has been both fascinating and a little terrifying. I think I need to go update all my passwords right now.
I think we all do. But remember, don't panic. Just take those steps we talked about, and you'll be well on your way to a more secure online experience.
Thanks for guiding us through this complex topic. I know our listeners will appreciate your insights.
It was my pleasure. Stay safe out there, everyone.
And to all our listeners, remember, with online security constantly evolving, what steps will you take to stay ahead of the curve and protect your digital presence? Until next time, stay curious and stay secure.